Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Leilu Nishmas Rav Chaim ben Elio Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuv Yutes. The Gemara Amud Beis, when the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Torah says that the chita has a klipo, the wheat has a cover to it, has an outer layer, which is the shomer of the chito. Can you say a shomer for something which is so small, like the size of a kernel of a chito? Says the Gemara, we do not say that, not necessarily. Because when it says in the Torah that you have a shomer to a kernel of the chita, we talk about a chita the size of what we had b'yimei shirim ben shetach. Chiti de shirim ben shetach. What happened with shirim ben shetach? So the Gemara in Tiny Stav Chav Gimel Mudalev says that matzinu b'yimei shirim ben shetach, that it came rain in the right time, leil revius, leil shabosos, until the chitim were the size of kloyos. The wheat was the size of kidneys. So Oirim, Kegarini, Zaysim, the barley was the size of the pits of olives. Fa'adoshim, the beans, Kidinori Zov, like golden corns. Fitzoru Mehen, Dugma Ladoiris, the captain has a Dugma for the next generations. Loidia Kama Chet Goyim, mean the fact that he becomes smaller is because of the Chet. And that's what the Torah is talking about over here. Now, the Chasam Sofer, he brings a shayla. The shayla is brought down in the Tshuvas in our Chayim in the end of the Simon Kuf Mem, and also over here in the Chidushim, that if the pshat is that when Avos are doing Ritzoyne Shel Mokim, so the fruits are a different size. So it means the whole Eretz Yisrael has different size of fruits. If so, how do we say, and we said a few places in Shas, that we have the shiurim of the Shiva Simini of Eretz Yisrael, the meaning of Eretz Yisrael is shiurim nema. We figure out the different shiurim, the chito, soyu, or gef, and each one is coming to represent a different shiur. But the shiurim of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael is not in comparison. We talk about much bigger Paris than the rest of the world. So how can you measure based on this? And as a Chassid Sofer, it doesn't make sense to come and say that maybe they had to bring chitim and soyim from other countries to come and do a shir. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishtabach, the Torah is the Mishtabach, and the Shiva Saminim, you want to tell me they brought fruits from a different place? So says the Chassid Sofer, in a tshuva in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, he says the biggest site, he says the same way their fruits were bigger, also human beings were bigger. In other words, it was in comparison. When the norm in Eretz Yisrael was to have very large fruits, so then there was also very large people. So the shear of the that we have in the fruits is going to be the right shear. We eat kazayis. Kazayis for a very big sized body is the shear that is based on the fruits that are so big. But when people became smaller, the fruits became smaller. It goes both ways. So Chasefe over here in the Chidushim says, okay, but how are you going to explain our Gemara? The Gemara asked a question. The Gemara is asking, one chito, one kernel, if you the shomer of it will be less than the size of a kabetza. If you want to tell me that people are bigger, so merely the same way a kernel of chito today is less than shear, so when the chitim are very big, is also less than shear. So how does that help me? It says the Chasam Sofer, you must say that when it says the story of Shirim and Shetach, Shirim and Shetach was a special, unique time. There was a special bruch on the fruits, but only on the Perush Shebasade. Only Bezer HaOretz. It was something very unique. In other words, it was time where everybody was small. But then they had a special schus of Shirim and Shetach, that the fruits went back to their original size, the way they were before. But now they're human beings. So that time, the specific kufo of Shirim and Shetach, we had large fruits and small people. And this is how the Gemara explains this pasuk. So usually when we have the Shirim of Eretz Yisrael, let's talk about large people and large fruits. But in this case, we're talking about how can it be there will be a shomer for something who is so small? We're talking about when the fruits are different and not the people. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's a tremendous doichak to say this way. Because according to the Chasam Sofer's Yisoid, pshat is usually the size of the fruits and the size of the people come together. And here's a unique case, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. Says the Chasam Sofer, because of this doichak, that's why the Rambam did not accept that pshat of the Gemara and said that we stay with the suffix, because this answer is a very, very big doichak. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.